on to another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program in America. You are happy when you listen to the various bits and pieces of information. They come from the folks who are inhabiting the airwaves. Mr. McFadden is here, Ms. Fasanelli is here, Ms. Horn, Mr. Steffen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Well-known NUCA, I did that right this time, right?
Yep.
NUCA, scientist and practitioner.
There we go.
Here we go from the Dumb and Dumber Department, the Barack Obama presidency. He's, as you know, issued a lot of regulations affecting our health, your finance, a lot of technology, and you know, related things that I find in my business, both of my businesses, the government involvement has gone over the top. So, anyway, he's doing a lot of executive orders, and he just last week or the week before, I think, if I'm looking at this, looks like the first of last month, he issued another executive order requiring all the people in the federal government to review their regulations, looking for rules that are inefficient or outdated. He says that he wants to root out regulations that conflict, that are not worth the cost of enforcement, or are just plain dumb.
Okay. Now,
when you read between the lines...
That sounds good on the surface.
Right. The only thing that's exempt is anything he's done since he's been the president. You can go back to anything...
Does it say that?
Yeah. Before 2008. Anything that took effect before 2000, any regulations that took effect before 2008 are subject to scrutiny. Anything that started in 2009 and beyond are not subject to regulatory review. these guys. Okay. So, I mean, we always...
Hey, man, if they at least take one.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, all of this just stuff. I mean, you look at...
There's so much of it.
It's beyond belief how much stuff there is. You do the math on whether it's Obamacare or just anything that's a government program, and you see why it's out of control. Now, let's get to something, Jack Stockwell, that's at DougSteffen.com today. A great conversation starter happens to be something going on in a Florida school that has gotten this week some criticism for what they say is trying to improve the test scores of their students. What they have done is issue a daily brain snack. A brain snack that basically is a cereal bar that says on the side of it, improves writing power. Now, I mean, there's all kinds of ways of, if you'll pardon the pun, digesting this. But just because it says on the side the label of the cereal bar and improves your writing power, I'm flabbergasted that these people in the school district would take that to be factual. Now, I mean, other than laughing about it, improve. We have all these ads say everything. You know, what are they? Makes your eyes work better. Makes your hair grow longer. Makes your blood thicker. Whatever. It's just, you know, so much.
Well, is it like a granola bar?
I think what I'm thinking is I think I've seen this bar in the health food section, and one of the things it claims, I think it's a begins with a C, and I wish I could. It's like a light blue label, and I think I've seen something on it, because I look at these bars all the time. I eat them for snacks, and one of the things it does claim is to be able to improve your writing power. But I think they're taking it literally here, because maybe it's a placebo. Who knows? Maybe kids will eat it and say, "Wow, this is great. I'll have more of these, and it'll be good for my test scores." And if you think that, maybe your test scores do get better.
Well, the placebo effect under controlled studies have been shown to be as much as 30%. 30% of people in some studies who were given sugar pills reported great improvement.
Yeah.
Now, the placebo effect doesn't usually run 30%. It's just has been as high as 30% in some studies. Now, I don't know what this bar is, but if it has any processed carbohydrates...
Clio. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a Clio bar.
There's a Clio bar, right? Yeah.
And what's in it that would improve the brain? Because if there's any kind of carbs, it's going to raise the insulin.
What?
And the insulin's going to suck the sugar out of the blood, and the kids are going to fall asleep an hour and a half later.
Okay. So then let's turn this around and try to figure out what parents ought to be feeding their children to improve what they do in school. What does improve the corresponding acceleration of adherence of information into the brain? What do you eat? What do you put into your body?
Especially those breakfast bars. I mean, I have a Fiber One bar that I have every day, and I can tell you they work.
Not good for you, Richie. When are you going to the bathroom next?
Well, exactly. But, you know, so it's doing its job, but...
What else is it doing?
The glue that they use and, you know, and what else is in there that I shouldn't be having?
Well, that's...
And just
in
general, these bars, I mean, a lot of them are just glued together junk, but some of them are oats and nuts and stuff that's good for you that's glued together.
I had a flax bar the other day. Didn't taste
it. You know, I don't agree with some of the things Dr. Pam Popper says, but there's some things I definitely agree with, and she said this a couple of weeks ago. If there's words in the ingredients you can't pronounce, don't eat it. And I don't care if it says fiber on the outside or how many grams of fiber or proven weight loss or whatever else. If there's words on there, there's preservatives in there, that you don't understand, yeah, then you don't eat the damn thing. Now, my opinion is this. What is collecting in the bottom of an oil pan of a car? It's oil. It's the oil that's been there since the last time you changed the
sludge.
Oil. And there may be some sludge, but you've got a filter to get that stuff out of there.
Right.
Now, what would you put inside the engine to replace that oil? The same thing with the brain. The brain is primarily fat. By dry weight, the brain is anywhere from 60 to 70% saturated fat. The myelin that covers the white fibers is fat. The glial cells that hold the brain cells, the neurons together, is fat. It only makes sense that you would put fat back inside the body to keep this very vital organ working. Now, this is what I tell my patients in Salt Lake City. You want your kids to stay awake through the morning. You make sure that they are eating some organic eggs and feed them some organic meat, sausage, bacon, whatever else that doesn't have any nitrites in it. And I said, I guarantee you, those kids will be alert and awake and alive right till lunch.
We try to get our kids to eat an egg every morning.
What does that do? What's in these things that would add to someone's alertness?
The DHA and the EPA fats in there is one of the primary foods for the brain's operation.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's getting that, you're going to get a consistent energy release throughout the body during the hours that follow the ingestion of fats. Nature's first food is mama's milk, the thing we were talking about here the other day on your show.
Right.
The cow's milk. Most of the fat in there is saturated fat. Most of the fat that's in mama's milk for a newborn baby is saturated fat. That never stops. There's a certain amount of saturated fat our bodies require on a daily basis. And I tell these parents, you give your kids cereal, you're going to shut down the brain about an hour and a half after they have that cereal for breakfast because it raises the insulin levels. Insulin's going to suck the blood sugar out of the body, and then the body's going to go into this hyperglycemic swing that's going to put them to sleep halfway through the morning. And I said, you watch and see if the second and third period morning classes, the kids don't struggle a little bit harder in that than they do the first class of the morning. And that's usually the reason why. When they switch the kids over to a good, fat, rich breakfast, not only do they start losing weight because they've been having too much carbs for other breakfasts, but their brains are much more alert and alive and awake.
We're talking to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is an expert when it comes to lots of different types of things going on in your body. JackStockwell.com is his website. We've been talking the last couple of days about this farmer that may have to go to jail because he's been feeding good food and giving people food choice, but because he's doing it in a way that violates some new rule when he's been doing it the same way for 14 years. You may have heard me talking about this, Jack. His name is Herschelberger, I think. Herschberger.
Yes.
And so he's going to court this week. A lot of people are going to go to court to testify for him. Matter of fact, the big community ceremony, I think, there tonight or tomorrow night. There's a growing food sovereignty movement, no question about that. And
absolutely,
this guy is doing nothing except providing people with good food versus what you would get if you know, this is what the government says, okay, to fill your body up with all these nitrates, all these processed foods that'll kill you, but it's not good to give people wholesome selection, wholesome choice, wholesome raw products, whatever it is. No, you can't do that. The stuff that's going on, it really is. It's so hard. If somebody just got off of a spaceship from another planet. Yeah. And they walked around here. They think we were all nuts.
If Senate Bill 510 passes, you're going to need a license for a garden in your backyard.
Yeah, back to that again. All right, so anyway, one of the things also with regard to trans fats, where we run out of time, Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru today at DougStefan.com, in his blog, has information on trans fats and how they were being used less and less because people are becoming more and more aware of it and demanding, no matter what the circumstance, these things not be used to cook food or to prepare food.
Hey, if anybody wants to see, and I agree, because we've gotten been able to get trans fats out of our son's diet, who does well in school. Yeah. Anybody who wants to see what I feed my son every morning, if they'll just send me an email, jack@jackstockwell.com, I'll be more than happy to ship them a little printout that tells them exactly what I give my son every morning.
I'm going
to
do that.
Make sure his brain is alive.
So why don't you put that up on your website? We'll repost.
Well, I think I'll do that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, jack@jackstockwell.com, and I'll show you exactly what I feed my son every morning.
All right, that's a good idea. I think that's the you lead by example. So Jack teaches his children how to eat well, and he can help you with yours too. So check that out. We'll get it posted at DougStefan.com. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick?
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Grandpa!
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
It's Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
If it feels right, aim for my heart. If it feels like
from last night's American Idol performance, here's Reed, who opened up the show with Moves Like Jagger, which is a Maroon 5 song, and Adam Levine is a judge on The Voice, right, Richie? Is that the story?
That's correct.
That's the story.
Yeah. So they're singing the competitor's judge's song on their show.
Well, take me by the tongue and it's cool, though, whatever it is.
I saw two things last night. One of them, a fellow, a high school senior, I think, who had quite an interesting arrangement of an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. And I don't see that. It must be on here. Jeremy. Is that Jeremy? This guy.
No, it's not Gravity.
Is it? All right, well, at any rate.
I think it's the DeAndre Brackensick Reasons, I think, is that.
Right.
You want to try that?
Yeah, I want you to try that. Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job on this.
He did.
What the judges think. Rich, why don't you play Cut 2912, Jennifer, and her reaction to this DeAndre Brackensick.
Yes, I understand.
DeAndre, man, I told you this was going to happen if you kept singing like that. Beautiful, good for you, man, you picked a song to show up your voice as well as it did tonight, man.
That's right. I mean, your voice is so perfect to me. I just, every note when you go low, when you go high, when you rest right there and lay in the cut in the middle, all of it, your vibe, everything. I am so happy. You know, DeAndre was with us last year and didn't make the top 24, and I was praying that you came back, and you did, and it's going to be such an amazing year for you.
Is there, Jennifer, is there a limit? Richie, is there
a
number of
times? I don't think there is a limit. I mean,
you come back every year.
Just the age limit.
Right, the age limit.
Okay. All right, so that's that story. Now, who's the kid with the weird hair that was on the piano singing what appeared to be a ballad? His hair was, I mean, it just looked like a chicken or a rooster.
I don't know.
Was that on the piano?
You're talking about the kid on True Colors, are you?
No, I'm talking about, was that, I don't know, sing me the song, and I'll be able to pick it up.
True Colors is the Cyndi Lauper song?
Cyndi Lauper?
Right.
Was that it?
His name is Creighton Fraker, is that how you pronounce it? Yes. Yes. No.
I'll tell you one of the ones that I saw that I thought was pretty good is the kid that did the Michael Jackson song, Aaron Marcellus, singing Never Can Say Goodbye.
I think you guys like that.
They liked it.
Yeah.
But they set a high bar for himself and for everybody else.
Aaron
Fred Marcellus Sanders. Good song. You think, Jennifer, that Ryan is really settled into almost a control?
Cruise control, for sure.
It's his show.
It is absolutely his show.
Yeah.
He runs things, especially now that Simon's gone. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Randy's taking charge, too. I mean, Randy's
kind of...
Yeah, he's the head dog. Yeah.
Well, he's the head dog there. But I was thinking the same thing you just said about Simon now off.
Right.
And then Ryan could really kind of...
I tell you, my wife watches this show every week, the whole thing, and she says this year they have a really good batch of singers.
Really?
Yeah, she says they have a really good batch of singers.
Maybe they ought to compete on The Voice.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Simon wants, a grand competition between all the winners.
28 past the hour.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arnon Roley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officers' camp. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in what was the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
It is 33 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the 29th of February. Sometimes we'll talk to you, but if we don't get a chance to talk to you and you called in signifying that today is your birthday, February the 29th, we'll give you a nice Doug Steffen present. All right? We'll get you on the air as well. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook. You can go back and forth. Jennifer is happy to talk to you there on Twitter. It's facebook.com/gooddayshow. And I think twitter.com, same thing. Isn't that at
Good Day Show?
Right, okay.
And Jen and I are just starting to jump into Pinterest, if any of you out there are on Pinterest.
Yeah, that looks pretty interesting.
Check us out over here. It's kind of interesting.
Here's our word for the wise today, Roberta. Live every moment completely, and the future will take care of itself. Fully enjoy the wonder of your family. You have a beautiful daughter. The beauty of every instant that you have. Practice the presence of peace in your life and quiet. The more you do that, the more you will feel the presence of the power that is in your life. Yogananda said that. I always love Yoga's dad is Yogananda.
Yogananda.
Yeah, Yogananda. Yogananda said that. I've tried to get Jack. Jack, if you're listening, Richie tried to call you to get you to call us in quickly because I forgot I wanted to ask you a question about this study that is out this week. New findings published about sleeping pills and how they may shorten your life.
Uh-oh.
A study featured, I'm sure Dr. Ken will talk about this later in the week. The study reveals that adults who take prescription sleeping pills are 4 times more likely to die earlier as compared to those who don't take sleeping pills.
Earlier than what?
Take the pills. Say what?
Earlier than what?
Earlier than those who do. If the people who don't take sleeping pills die at 80, if you're taking sleeping pills all the time, you'll die at 74.
Mm.
All right? According to the study, almost 10% of Americans have had prescribed sleeping pills given to them. Listen to this. In the past year, up to 10% of all people in this country, adults, have taken prescription sleeping medicines. 10%! The study did not say why the patients were prescribed the medication, whether they were evaluated by a specialist or whether they were also undergoing other kinds of treatment. But think about it for a minute. And I don't know what's it's most, the carbazambian, right? Isn't that the one
Ambien,
most people take? Ambien better than Ambien?
Ambien.
Mm-hmm. Ambien. All right. So you take that, and it shortens your life by up to 10%. I wouldn't take them.
But at least you're well-rested when
right,
you go.
Right, yeah. Right. When you die, you're not tired. There are other melatonin And there's...
I tried melatonin.
Oh, it gives you horrible dreams.
I didn't get
God.
The bad dreams. I don't know how
St.
well...
St. John's wort is supposed to be pretty good. All right, so Jack did call. Once he heard me talking about this. What do you make of this, the study that contends that using these pills, sleeping pills, will make you four times more likely to die earlier than those who don't use... These are prescription sleeping pills, not the natural stuff, Jack.
Well, one thing to keep in mind, there are two classes of, not classes, but two areas of drugs that have the most deleterious effect upon the human body. Cardiac drugs, any drugs that affect the function of the heart, will seriously affect the rest of the physiology of the body. The other class of drugs are the sleep drugs, because they actually shut down an area of the brainstem that controls sleep centers
mm-hmm.
that are very in an area of what's called the fourth ventricle. It's an upper part. It's about where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord, and it's one of the most important life function centers of the entire body. And any time you start chemically fooling around with brainstem function, mm-hmm. you're going to alter the body's physiology, period, for the negative.
All right, so...
What about melatonin, though?
Yeah, let's talk about the natural ones, the melatonin, St. John's wort. What are some of the other natural herbs that people take to have them go off easier?
Well, there's valerian.
Valerian root, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, valerian seems to be much more... amenable to most people's physiology as opposed to St. John's wort. St. John's also has a very strong effect on viruses, so it affects other areas of human physiology, and it will trigger certain liver function, which is why they say, you know, if you're going to use St. John's, you can use it for a limited period of time and then get off of it for a while. But a lot of people seem to do quite well with valerian. But one of the tricks is to try to go to sleep with an empty stomach. Because if your liver is doing one of two functions all the time, it's either digesting or it's purifying the blood. And the idea is for it to purify the blood while you're sleeping. If the liver is working on digestion when you go to bed, you're not going to sleep very well. So, you know, the people who have the late night snack, midnight snack, especially if it's carbs, ice cream, peanut butter, jelly sandwich, glass of milk, things like this, you're going to have a hard time getting to sleep.
Why'd you have to tell me that?
Yeah.
I know. I
what a downer.
I don't know. I just pop balloons. I'm not here to pop balloons. I'm here to blow up good balloons of good hope, not pop them.
All right. Well, you didn't do a very good job on that one, but it's okay. You did explain it intelligently, and that's the important thing. All right, Jack. Thank you. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack is on the program, and he's connected to us in a number of ways. You go to the correspondent. What do we call it? Contributors box.
Yep.
At Doug7.com, you'll see all you need to know about Jack Stockwell. It's 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli. Everybody's excited about the deal from Stamps.com. You do not like waiting in the lines at the post office, do you? Nobody does. So that's why I am recommending to you that you go online to Stamps.com. You buy, when you get to the thing, it's just, what it does, eliminate the need for you to go to the postage meter store and get it recharged. Actually, you never have to go to the post office again. You use your computer, use your printer, and you're using, by connecting to stamps.com, official U.S. postage. Get started. Only takes about 5 minutes. It's quick. It's easy. You will love it. All your letters, your packages, you will be able to get postage for them the instant you need it. And the mailman, as I said, picks it all up. Once you start, not going back. Never having to go to the post office again and put up with their foolishness, of course. You want to eliminate that. I love it. You'll love it. It's very good. Stamps, S-T-A-M-P-S, Stamps, Stamps.com. Here's the deal. You log on to Stamps.com for their no-risk trial. You'll get $110 in bonuses. That includes a digital scale for you to weigh your packages on, so you get the right postage. You'll also get $55 in free postage if you enter my name in the promo code. So go to stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, type in D-O-U-G, Doug, that's Doug, at stamps.com for savings and ease like you've never experienced before when it comes to your mail. Stamps.com.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Ever wonder exactly where your beer was brewed? On Wednesday, Budweiser introduced Track Your Bud, a digital campaign integrated with packaging that allows consumers to trace the origins of their beer to one of Bud's 12 U.S. breweries using just a scan from their smartphone. Jane Killebrew-Gillespie is Director of Brewing, Quality, and Innovation for Anheuser-Busch.
Track Your Bud gives our consumers a way to see where their beer is from, meet our brewmasters, and learn more about the state-of-the-art brewery that created their beer. It also shows consumers the sources of the ingredients that went into their beer, from the barley fields of Wisconsin to the hop farms of Washington.
Track Your Bud is available as an iTunes or Android app and also integrates with Facebook to connect beer drinkers across the country through the bud they have in their hands. Users will also be able to access videos, collect badges from each brewery, and name batches of beer if they're the first to track. Learn more at www.trackyourbud.com. That's trackyourbud.com.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Fanbrewery.
Wait, what?
Franuary?
That's not Franuary, no.
Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. One way prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. And see 29 global rules at ConstantContact.com.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
It is leap year. Leap day? Is it leap day or leap year? It's leap
it's
day
both.
On leap year.
It's all both. Of the above.
And it's
right?
Hump day.
Pretty confusing.
Yeah, leap day, hump day, leap year.
All right, isn't it fascinating how this all came about? We continue to fascinate ourselves when we understand the order in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the fact that there's an asteroid that's on the way to hit us in 2040, according to the latest data today from NASA. This is the story of Julius Caesar. Who, during his reign...
Love the salad, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Added an extra day every fourth year upon the advice of his astronomer, Sosigenes.
Of a who?
Sosigenes.
Oh, I love him with bacon.
And eggies. Bless
you. Sosigenes.
Pekingese.
Yeah, a long time the Pope, one of the Popes, was Pope Gregory, took credit for it, but he, as usual... The
Pope, oh, Pope Gregory.
Pope Gregory the 13th ordered that every fourth year is a leap year because the Gregorian calendar wanted to be, or they realized it had to be close to the Earth's orbital period. 365.2422 days it takes for the Earth to get around the sun. Do you know that? 365.2422 days. So it's almost like three.
So what happened before Caesar added Julius Caesar added July and Augustus added August? They had a 10-month year. How did that work out?
You know what, Richie? I can't figure it out. And I can never, I've never found this. I've always been very curious about that as well. I've tried to figure out. We got two. The months used to be 40 days, I think. And then because of Julius and his brother Augustus.
The amount of days they needed, they just shortened the months.
Right.
So that they could name a month after themselves.
Right. They wanted. They were such egotists, they wanted Julius Caesar wanted a month. That's where July came from. And Augustus Caesar
Let's
wanted
make a
month.
Movement to,
that's where August came
to
from.
To add a month. Let's go for a 13th month and we'll call it Dudley.
Yep.
Dugtember.
Dudember.
Where every day is a good day. I can see the cheesy campaign now. I'm at it. I like it.
Very cheesy. Nice
Dugtember.
Job. Yeah, Jennifer. Thank you very much. This is the anniversary of the first Playboy Club. Opening up in Chicago, Illinois, 1960 was the day. They didn't have they have Playboy.com now. What? Where is the action anyway? By the way, they've sold off all these mansions now because they are kind of hurting for money. The first
I have
year,
no idea how they're staying in business.
They have the hotel and the Playboy Club in Vegas now.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
The first year the Playboy Club opened up, 132,000 people visited. At Playboy Club in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, they're probably on 130,000 people that visit anything that has anything to do with Playboy today. Why would you bother?
I mean, it's a great brand.
It is.
But how do you stay? How do you compete with all of the stuff that's out on the internet? You know, and you can't. Magazine business is all but dead.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they stay in business.
I don't either. It's whatever the model is. It is.
Playboy magazine's fine, though. That's one that doesn't convert well to the tablet.
You think?
What?
Yeah. Believe me, every man that I've, like, ever been on a date with, when I go to their house, they always have, like, Playboys on the back of the toilet. I don't know why. I don't know.
Who are you dating?
I swear.
Why in the world would anybody... I don't get that at all. Honestly, I don't understand.
It just seems like with the internet... It's just pointless to have the magazine.
Yeah, it certainly does. Under any circumstance, seems pointless. Did we talk about Jennifer. Paula Deen going down two dress sizes?
We were going to, but we never got to it.
Ah, are you scolding me, Jennifer?
No, I'm right, just saying so that was one of my stories of the day that we didn't get to.
Paula Deen, for those who don't remember, she's this lady who cooks very extravagant,
lots
outrageous.
Of butter.
Heavy, fatty food, and she's now got diabetes. And
lard, cream, bring it on.
She's seen
the
evil...
Yeah, she made the hamburger with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, I saw Rachel when I was coming through the airport the other day. Well, the other day was yesterday. Rachel's on, and she's cooking the greasiest-looking hamburger I've ever seen.
Oh, she makes some good-looking hamburgers.
Big slices of cheese on top of the hamburger. She's cut up fries, and they're in the... I thought that, I guess the requirement for a successful cooking show isn't that you cook food that's good for you. Otherwise, she'd be out of business.
You have to cook food that looks good on TV.
Is that what it is? But, I mean, I think it's kind of irresponsible. Am I being silly?
No, I think Rachel Ray most of the time cooks fairly healthy food. It's just, you know, you're not going to you're going to have a hamburger every once in a while. So you might
sure,
as well
I'm not having a hamburger every once in a while.
Why not?
Because I don't want to eat meat.
Turkey burger.
No, I'm not even eating them anymore. I'm having these new veggie burgers.
Sissy.
Sissy. Because I don't want
to eat sissy.
Something bad
meat
for me.
Burger.
Keep up the good work, Richie, and you'll be gone long before me.
Yeah, but I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. Not eating
my friend. Take an
Ambien. Right. Yeah.
Good night.
Go get some Ambien so you can get a nap. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Okay, this is from Never Say Never. Bieber singing. This is a concert movie that he was in, which was big last year at this time, Chucker, right? A lot of kids wanted to go see Justin.
Chuck, did you go see this one?
Bieber?
I went to see it. I took my daughter. She loved it. She was jumping up and down on this. She loves Justin Bieber.
You tell her that her Uncle Dougley doesn't like it, and the yacht shut out to go. Tell her that.
I tell my six-year-old daughter that she might be engaged to Selena. My daughter starts screaming.
Hi, it's 54 after the hour. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here. Movie man.
Can I say one more thing, Doug?
Movie man. Yes, Chucker.
You know how I say that, you know, I have mixed feelings about 3D?
Yes.
But I will say one thing. In these concert movies, which Never Say Never was released in 3D, and also Glee, the Glee 3D. I think 3D for concert films works extremely well.
Why?
Really? Why?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I just enjoy it a lot. I enjoy it a lot more watching a concert film than I do a movie.
Really? Because when you're watching the movie, it's snowing. It feels like it's snowing on the audience and right in front of your nose. Stuff like that is, you know, I think that's sort of what's compelling. Although I don't think you needed it.
There's not enough of that in most 3D movies. It works sporadically. Although, you know, Avatar was really good 3D.
It was beautiful.
The last Transformers film with giant robots, I thought worked well in 3D.
Well, if it's shot
so many
in
other
3D.
Ones, yeah.
It's different than with the Star Wars thing. It adds depth to the screen, but it wasn't any big deal.
So then what's the prediction about Titanic that comes out in a month, right? Isn't Titanic...
Once again, not shot in 3D, so how much can it add? So
it post-converted. Well, I told you, there's been two reviews. Roger Ebert and a guy named David Polin, who reviewed, watched it, and got into an early screening and watched it in 3D conversion. And they both complained that the darkness was a major factor, that the film looked 20% darker than it would have been in 2D. Yeah. So, you know, that's another problem with some 3D. It does look a little darker, and that's not a good thing.
All right, so how do they take an image? This is a good time if we have a minute here. Actually, let's do the contest, then we'll talk about this. Richie, you ready?
Sure.
For the contest? Okay. The contest today, number one movie this week, last year. We just acknowledged the Bieber movie was number two, so this one is number one from a year ago at this time. So listen to the clues, the audio clues. If you know what the movie is, you'll call us at 800 510-8255, and the person who hasn't won before gets in line first with the right answer, gets the prize. Here's the first clue.
I've heard from a lot of men that I serve the finest meatballs in Southern California.
Of course, a lot of homeless men.
All right, you got it yet?
No.
You don't recognize that voice. All right, let's try the next clip.
I thought I recognized her voice. Yeah, is she a talk host?
She's a friend of ours.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going. Next.
You're sick of me.
Yes, well, that's why we're getting a divorce.
We're getting a divorce because you're greedy, schemy, and selfish.
You asked for this.
Uh-huh. You
Trust
asked
me.
For this.
You...
Okay.
Oh, I get it. I know it now.
Yeah. All right, next. Last clip.
$50 for the day and a two-week acting class at the YMCA nearest you.
$500 and a four-week acting class.
$300 and a three-week class.
Done.
I would have done it for $500.
I would have done it for the experience.
Now that just threw me off.
Did it?
I didn't know this story.
I know it, but I didn't.
I know the voice. I'm not positive of the film.
Well, it's obviously Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So what did he have out a year ago at this time? 800, that's how you...
But the female star, I didn't know that they...
Play the first clip again, Richie.
Okay.
I've heard from a lot of men that I serve the finest meatballs in Southern California.
Of course, a lot of homeless men.
It's the one where he pays her to be his woman.
I get it.
Okay. All right, if you figured it out, help yourself to 800-510-8255. All right, Chuck, our movie news time, what do you have?
Okay, Doug, Thinking It has a big hit on its hands. Columbia Pictures has already greenlit the sequel to its upcoming 21 Jump Street movie. Mm-hmm. Now, this version, mostly a comedy, based on the 80s TV show, which starred Johnny Depp as an undercover cop who infiltrates high schools to stop crime. Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum star. I got to admit, I do not like when they take more serious television properties and turn them into comedies. That's why I dislike Starsky & Hutch, the movie, so much. One other bit of news, Variety reporting that Russell Crowe is in negotiations to star in Black Swan director Darren Aronofsky's $130 million Noah's Ark movie. He would play the biblical character of Noah. Pretty good casting. Russell Crowe is good in anything he does, and if he's attached to a movie, it's got to be high quality. And one more bit of news. Paramount has announced a new SpongeBob SquarePants movie for 2014.
Yeah. Hi, Richie, who's got the answer?
Sue has got the answer.
Sue, what's the answer?
Sure.